Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less.
Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the podcast. We're so excited because this week is going to be an advice episode.
An advice column from two gals who, I don't know about you, Danielle, but specifically I love to give advice, but I don't like to take it. So that's
just... Yeah, that would ring true for myself as well. I feel like you especially these days.
I call my mom, like whatever for advice. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to take it. Even though I know the right answer, but
like on the phone, you're like, yeah, that's what I should do.
And then I don't. But like I know what I should do. So I feel
I mean, that's progress.
It's knowing. It's like the knowledge components there. And I feel a lot of us are that way. Where I mean, I love to listen to a good advice, anything, Q&A, advice. Like that's my favorite stuff. But taking it and applying it to your life is the hard part.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I feel like everyone could agree. But also on that note, by no means are we professional in any of these subjects or topics. We've just done these episodes a couple times now, and they're one of our most listened to episodes. You guys really, really enjoy them. And it's a fun way to engage with you guys and see what's up in your life.
And cover a bunch of different topics in one episode, like because it will be more like rapid fire. We don't have to like necessarily deep dive. So good stuff.
I know. We're so excited. So that'll be in a little bit. And we had everyone submit their advice via our Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast. So if you guys want to be involved in the next one, follow us there.
And we did like a little question box. Everything's anonymous as always. Totally. I never want to throw anybody on the spot. I hate that.
No, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. Safe space here.
It is a safe space. So Danielle, what if I know you have a special visitor in your room in the corner.
I do. In the corner. He's looking at me. I'm so spooked.
He.
I have a he and it's
Oh my gosh. And he's in our bed.
He's in my bed. It's crazy. There's a boy in my bed right now. His name is Finley. But he's here, you guys. He's staying with me. For the next week and a half, 2 weeks, I'm so excited. My family brought him up with me. Puppies are hard. He's 5 months old now, and they're a lot of work. They're the best. For clarification, a lot of people are asking, he is my family's dog. I want to call him mine, but he is my family's dog. Like, I'm not bringing him to New York City with me. I got a lot of questions about that. I would love to, but he's such a Florida boy. He doesn't love the city sounds, I'm learning, having him here in Athens, but he's doing great. I'm just giving them a little bit of a break, and it's really fun to have him here because I have an apartment. I got him registered with my apartment and everything, and you know, it's a good time. So I feel like such a dog mom. Like I like walk around everywhere with like a tote in my, like a tote and like
I saw that
toys. And I've been bringing him to, if I ever go out to eat, you can bring him to any outdoor restaurants. Ah. Pretty much Athens is a very dog friendly town. So it's been really fun to like take him out. He's not the easiest to take out because he like, if he sees another dog, he'll be like so excited and want to run to them. But, it's a good time. This is just showing me, though, I am, like, not ready for kids.
I feel like it just, like, shapes your whole schedule. Like, you're like, oh, my your whole day. You can't leave for so many hours. Like you said, I had to go grocery shopping, correct, like, run errands. Like, but you have to come back in between, right?
Yeah, and, like, literally, me and Delaney were going to the grocery store right before we were recording this. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to put him in his crate. The last few times I put him in his crate, like, he didn't bark or anything. But today, when I closed the door, I just heard cries. And I was like, Delaney, I can't do it. Like, you might just have to go. And she's like, no, stay strong. So we stayed outside there, and I counted down. We had already been, like, 2 minutes. And after, like, 30 more seconds, he quieted down, and then I could leave. Good. But I could not leave until – mainly because, like, at our house, yeah, he'll cry for the first few minutes, but it's a house. I live in an apartment building.
Oh, so
I
don't there's want, people nearby.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't me barking the whole time. And I should probably talk to my neighbor and be like, hey, if he's ever, like, barking, like, just
call
text me. Call me.
I'm a big caller these days.
Big caller. Calling is fun. So yeah, but he's been great. He's so snuggly, or he's really in a biting mode. And like, you probably don't remember. I don't know. Do you remember your dog's biting phase?
I mean, I do. Teething. Yeah. Actually, now that you say it, I do. But it was 12 years ago or 11 years ago. Yeah.
You forget. Like, it hurts. And like,
I know you have his teeth are all over
my arms. Like, oh my gosh. And so I'm still, a lot of people said to use bully sticks and Kong balls with peanut butter. And
can't do that either.
Yeah. So it's.
No, I'm allergic.
Oh, I was like, wait, I can.
No, you can. No, you can. You can. I know. We used to do that with our dogs, and I'd be like, I'm standing in the corner. Oh. But I've never really, like, 12, 11 years ago, I was so young that I didn't really, like, raise. I've never, like, been an active participant really in like puppy training and stuff. Well, I wish I could say I have been, but like, you know, I grew up with a dog.
No, I don't think I was either. Like, when we had Miley, like, I was 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, so you don't really, you just get the fun parts because mom and dad are the ones that deal with the...
But I could tell when my mom like was leaving to take a bite of Finley, she was sad, but I think it was just like a good release for her. I mean, she misses him already and like loves that boy to pieces, but I'm happy that I can kind of let her have some time alone for a little bit. And
what is it, a few weeks you said?
Yeah, not two, not three. A few, I think three. Basically, just as soon as I'm like, at my breaking point, actually, I'm going to meet them halfway in like Southern Georgia and
do a trade off,
do a little trade off in a parking lot. That's so sad. But no, because normally I'd probably keep them for longer, but it's my second semester senior year and I have like another grad photo shoot thing. There's just like things I'm going to have to be doing. And I don't want to be like, oh, I have to go get Finley. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to, and he loves like backyards and stuff. And I'm struggling to find like little grassy areas in downtown. It's just a time, but it's a growing experience. And he brings me so much joy. So, yeah, that's the tea. He's here.
And now she's a real dog mom. I mean, an apartment dog. Now Danielle and I talked about it. We were like, apartment living plus dog. Oof.
No, I give props to people who do it. Like, and we bought like a turf thing for to put on our balcony. He hasn't peed on it once. Not once.
Really? I was going to ask you that. He just doesn't feel comfortable. Like, he doesn't know that it's.
I think he likes to, because we had one at our home, like when we first got him as a puppy, and he would pee on that, like for like those 4 a.m. wake up calls. But I've noticed he likes to like walk around a little first. And you can't really walk around a little on my balcony before you pee. It's like small. So. It's getting me walking and active. I went to the park yesterday with Ryan. We took him for a long walk. I brought him to breakfast. Like, it keeps me active. It keeps me young.
It does seem like it's a workout all the time, because you're always in like your little workout clothes and stuff, because you're taking him for like extensive walks, not just around the block, but like a long walk.
Yeah.
Oh. There he is. Whoop, there it is.
That's the other thing. There's so many sounds here in the apartment, so he like hears them and barks, but it's all good. It's so much fun, and he's the cutest. And if you guys are wondering, I've posted like 1,000 photos of him on Instagram at Danielle Carolyn, but he's a golden doodle and he's so cute, and I keep looking back at him.
I really need to meet in person.
I know, look at his little head.
Oh my god, he just tilted it to the side of me.
I know. He can probably hear you through my headphones. It's so funny. But yep.
So you've just been dog momming it up, and senior year getting
there. Looks like you've been keeping on your fitness grind, going for, you went for like a long walk.
Yes. Well, it's been beautiful weather here, but then it's cold now again. But we got up to like 60s over the weekend, so I went back to Long Island for a little bit. It was nice. Now I'm back in the city. It's been nice kind of being able to like split up my weeks like that. Like, not every weekend to go back, but you know, maybe every few weekends to go home for the weekend. I love it.
Good for the soul.
Fantastic for the soul. I get to, you know, do dinner with my parents, maybe watch a show with them or whatever. They're just the best. So it's been enjoyable. And I wish I could give more crazy life updates. I have like a month until my birthday. So now I'm on like this mental... It's not even like I'm doing anything specific, because people are like, oh, what? Like, I posted something like 1 month to my birthday, like glow up, whatever. And people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, I don't believe in like crash diets, like any of that stuff. It's not anything like that. It's just, like, I have one more month of being 23, like glow up. Like, I want, you know, keep like just staying on my grind. Like, I've been doing everything.
I think that's great.
So it's just motivating, taking care of myself inside and out, which, you know, seriously, because it's so important. Like, the physical stuff is all so great, and it's great to like do all that, but also therapy and like mental health, which is huge. Totally. Too.
Therapy has been my best friend ever. I look forward to it every week.
Yeah. I feel like you come out like feeling so much lighter, which is great.
I do. I feel so light and free because we've talked about this before, but I always just feel, I know you do too, like sometimes just guilty, like loading my problems onto someone. If I know like I'm paying them and that's what they're here for, I feel like for some reason I just feel more comfortable doing it. So
it's literally their job to listen to you.
Yeah. And they're so, and they like remember things. It's like,
I know they
remember that
when they start the session with like, okay, so let's hear about blank, like, because they know from last week. And I'm like, whoa,
how like do you a little gossip sesh?
But it's so because fun. They're like taking notes. I'm like, oh,
oh yeah, true. I didn't even think about that. She probably does take notes. I didn't even think about that.
Mine definitely does. I see her like little notepad, but it's all, really? I don't care. Yeah. I don't, I mean, yeah, you got to remember it somehow. You have, if you have like 30 clients, how do you remember everybody's like specific names and like job, like everybody in their life's like jobs and whatever. Like that's a lot to memorize.
That is a lot. That is a lot.
I give them big props. So thank you to all of the therapists, mental health people out there, because you guys are saving the rest of us during this time.
Yes, like I know they're literally the best. So if you know one, give them a hug because we love them.
They need it too.
I know they, that's the thing. Like they. I can't even imagine because I'm such an empathetic person. Like, I would take all that on with me for the rest of my day. Like, you got to, like, learn how to separate your feelings from theirs, I feel like.
Completely.
Yeah. Oh, guys, also, so a lot of people, I feel like we've answered this before, but so many people are asking, like, oh, my gosh, Danielle's moving to New York City soon. You guys are reunited soon. And, guys, like, there's, like, such a chance we could end up in the same building, which would be so hype.
It's, well, Danielle and I happen to be moving around the same time. Well, right. Late summer, I guess we'll
yeah, like Brooke's lease is up. She wants to switch. And I'm probably realistically, I'll start looking like mid end July, really, and move in early August or however, whatever the term.
Yeah, give it a month, I would say. Like if you start looking like July, like you'll probably move in like August 1.
Yeah, August 1.
August.
God, you sound like my old college counselor. That's like November 1 deadline.
No, but actually that's at least like how I look at it. But I want Danielle to come visit maybe in like a month or two or whatever, because I want to start looking at buildings. And
oh my God.
We have
the vlogs, the content. And then we could like record in person. And like talk about our journey, like do a whole podcast about it. I mean, heck.
This will be so good. Well, it's just around the corner, the whole like graduation. We've been like doing a lot of, I hate to be like so annoying, like exciting phone calls, but like we have been.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
And planning for the future of Gals on the Go. And it really is going to be just a whole new world. I feel really good about like the end of the summer, like just in terms of the world in general, like I feel really optimistic for then.
And that's huge, especially for you, because I feel like you've been, I don't want to say you were pessimistic.
No,
but like,
I was, though. I was like, dude, I was down.
You were being very realistic. And now I feel like you're kind of like, okay, like, and it puts me in a good mood, too. It gets me excited. It makes me more optimistic because, because you're in New York City right now. So you see things like in full force, I feel like. So if you feel good and you're living in New York City, it makes me feel better.
Totally. So. I just feel like the end's in sight versus where it used to
like
be.
It's
like
there. Yeah.
There was no
where
end. Like now it's like, oh, I see it. So that's why I'm like really just like re-motivated with life in general. Like not to say that I don't get into ruts. Like I've been in kind of like a little bit of a slump the past few days.
Yeah.
Go listen to our episode on how to change your life around and get out.
Oh, yes. That's a good one. I probably should listen to that soon.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep and focus and act or just like be better? Well, there is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. So Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations. It's all packed into this easy-to-use app. And Headspace, you guys, it's one of the only meditation apps that advances the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever your situation is, Headspace can really help you feel better. If you're overwhelmed, Headspace has 3-minute SOS meditations for you. This is what I just did. I just did the one. It's called literally feeling overwhelmed. You just go into the app, go into the SOS section. They have burned out, in pain, flustered, just like a variety of things. I find that when I'm stressed, turning to these SOS meditations really helps me. And if you need some help falling asleep, Headspace has wind down sessions that their members swear by. For parents, Headspace has morning meditations you can do with your kids. And Headspace's approach to mindfulness just overall helps reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and just can increase your overall sense of well-being. I mean, isn't that so important? And I definitely have noticed this in using the app and just in meditation in general. But Headspace makes meditation so easy and so just like possible. I feel like when we say like, I want to meditate, it's kind of like this big looming thing. And you're like, how do I start? What do I do? literally Headspace guides you through it. It could not be easier. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, so you know it's legit. 600,000 five-star reviews and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/galsonthego. That's headspace.com/galsonthego for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/galsonthego today. But besides that, I just feel like I'm re-motivated with life, like recharged, like, you know, and now, I mean, it's little things like daylight savings, more hours in the day, the weather is going to break. Like, it's like those things that really just get me going.
I am literally so pumped about it. Like, holy shit. Oh, I don't know why. Oh,
it's okay.
We can curse it now. It's okay.
It slipped out.
I don't know why I'm like that. That's so funny. Okay, well, cool. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're not living together.
I know, because that would be a lot all the time.
It's just a lot. And we both want to live alone for like well, I don't know. I might have a roommate, but like, I don't know. That probably won't happen. So if we lived in the same building, it's like having like a hallmate. We'll be hallmates.
We will be. And if we're in a big enough building, it will be like, we'll still, the distance isn't even the problem. It's just at least we'll each have our own space that we could be like, hey, I'm shutting off work for the day. Like, going to go watch TV. Like, have a nice day. Have a nice night or whatever it is.
And then also on the other end, like, it's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I just opened a bottle of wine. Brooke, come over. So like, we could like just have those boundaries.
Yes.
And hang out also whenever we want. It's pretty exciting.
So this is all up in the air, but that's why you guys will have to follow along with the exciting stuff. I can't believe like we're at this point in our life, Danielle. Like the fact that we started the show like 3 years ago and like we were like, maybe someday we'll be back in the same city again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't.
It'll just make the podcast even more fun because then we can talk about experiences that we've had together, like how we used to.
Oh, so, the good old days.
God, take me to Greece again. You, me, plus Greece is a time.
Just any of our travels in general. Like
any literally anywhere.
LA. I was
We always have so much fun there.
We're getting back there. I really just do feel optimistic about like the future and all that stuff. But with that being said, Danielle, do you want to share the business of the week?
I would be honored to share the business.
Thank you so much.
Business of the week.
All right, you guys. So this week's business of the week is Village Print Studio. You guys know both Brooke and I are big manifestors. So when I saw this hoodie, I got the manifest hoodie in cream and red. It's so dope. It's very like simplistic. It's just this tan hoodie, and on the front it says manifest, and then on the back in like big bold red font, then on the back it says like the true power is within you or something. It's a great reminder, and obviously sweatshirts are a look right now, especially with the weather warming up. I want to wear that with some biker shorts and some sneakers. But anyways, I love what Village Print Studio is all about. They are a family-owned and operated print studio creating apparel to inspire, unite, and unify the entire family. Basically, they focus on family, which I think is really great. They believe in nation building, leaving legacy, healing generational trauma, and building generational wealth. Words have power, so we use ours wisely. So they have some great pieces on their website. I love the prints, the fonts that they use, and they're a small biz, so we always want to support them. I got a size double XL. As soon as I get it, I'll be posting it on my Instagram for sure, or vlogging with it or something, because it looks so comfy and scrumptious. So go check them out.
Linked in the show notes as always.
Yes.
And we always do the business of the week on Instagram too. So at Gals on the Go podcast, you could do a swipe up to the business of the week the day the episode is released. So lots of good info in there.
Yeah. It's just the Instagram is just popping. It looks so good right now too.
I know. Emma is killing it per usual. So, yeah. This week we're going to skip the tip of the week. Honestly, you guys, we said it a few weeks ago. We're fresh out of tips.
Fresh out. If you guys have any tips for us, you let us know.
I listen to like a lot of podcasts. Like I consume a lot of content, but like that, so that goes to show like I'm really out. Like
it's like drink water. I don't know.
Literally. I was like, Danielle was like, I'm struggling to come up with a tip. I was going to say like, it just is a lot. So for the time being, we're going to pause the tip until we absorb some new knowledge, but we are going to talk about a current favorite. So let's
yes,
do
yes.
It.
If you let's do it. These are a few of my favorite things.
All of my favorite things. Mine, I was also struggling with this, Danielle. I was like, everything's the same. Like, it just feels like everything's, it's not all the same though. New Starbucks drink, which I have to shout out.
I've heard all about it.
You haven't tried it?
No, I have not. Is it good?
Yes. So they came out too. They are the shaken espresso beverages. They have the chocolate almond milk shaken espresso beverage, and then they have the brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso.
What does
beverage.
It mean to be shaken? Like they just shake
they,
it?
They put, yeah, they literally like they brew shots of espresso and then they uh-huh. put, for the chocolate one, I know they put some kind of like powder in it and then they put almond okay. milk in it and then they shake it like a, you know, like a martini.
Oh, and then they like muffle it and then put new ice with that.
Yeah, then they pour it over ice.
Oh, so it's like similar to a normal latte, but it's like mixed better and
yeah, because I guess a normal
maybe
I guess yes, because a normal latte is just like all in the cup. It's not actually shaken, right? I could be so wrong on this.
No, yeah, they just like you know, like they pour the milk over top and it like slow. You have to like shake it yourself. That makes sense.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Which one do you like? Or you like both?
No, you got to get the chocolate almond milk. In my opinion, people really like both. But I am a chocolate gal, and honestly, in my opinion, this is like it's like a bitter chocolate milk, but so much caffeine. The grande is 3 shots of espresso. The venti is even more. So I have a few sips. I am buzzing. Like, let me tell you. Yes.
I don't love almond milk though. And isn't it an almond drink? Like it's the almond drink.
It doesn't really taste like, I guess you could taste the almond milk a little bit, but like since it's more chocolatey because there's like a chocolate yeah. powder in there. But the brown sugar oat milk people really like because they have oat milk now at Starbucks. I know is revolutionary.
No,
before probably like no one cares, but this is like exciting to me. So
no, I've heard a lot of people talk about it. You're not the only one. So I feel like that means it's good.
I think I always like to try the new ones, especially if it's like something that I would like. And like that is some I like espresso. Do you you prefer cold brew to espresso, right? Well, you used to be iced vanilla latte, but then
used to be, you know me so well. I used to be more of an espresso gal. And then I just find that iced coffee is just easier. And sometimes mm-hmm. if I don't get enough espresso and I don't get enough energy right now, I'm on that decaf coffee grind. I'll probably get back on the coffee grind very soon. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not partial to either, really.
You could probably try decaf. I think they could do decaf espresso shots.
But I think that, yeah.
Why though? Because it's like $6. It's like expensive. That's the other thing.
And it's like sweet. And I just make a cup of decaf in the
Oh my gosh, you're such an.
I sound. I know.
That's like the most adult thing you've said. Like,
I know. Decaf coffee, take out Finley for a walk. Oh God, I'm cringing. Yeah, I just like drinking it in the morning and it still like runs through me and it feels good. So
yeah,
like,
you do what you got to do. I don't judge anyway. It's just an expensive drink too. So I try not to get it like every day. But, you know, and I try to like if I'm in New York, I'll go to like local coffee shops, of course, too. But when I'm home on Long Island, it's nice. I pull through the drive through. I love
you
it.
You go through your little I know you have
my
this routine. You go for a drive, listen to EDM. Yeah. Or sad music. One of the two.
You know me so well. You know me better than I know myself.
I literally know you're in a bad mood when you send me a Snapchat and you're like driving, listening to sad music, going to get Starbucks. That's when I know. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I should text her.
Oh, thank you. Truly, thank you. That's when you know.
No, or you're in a hella good mood and you're like, let's go.
Yeah. Well, I also could like, I've come to that conclusion. Like, I could wake up and listen to EDM and like, it just gets me going. It gets kind of like natural caffeine. It really just gets. Yeah. You know.
No, I love EDM. It's a good time. I haven't listened to it as much because I don't know why. I have no reason.
I'm making a new playlist, so definitely tune in.
Okay, I will. Spotify.
Yeah.
At okay, Brooke Michio.
I just said at Brooke Michio. Spotify is like weird. You don't have like
it's
a,
just your name. I hate it.
Yeah, you don't have a handle. Find.
They need to do ads. They'd do better.
Maybe. I agree.
All right, you guys. I have to talk to you about movement. I have these blue light glasses that I wear in every vlog on all my Instagram stories, and you guys always ask about them. They are indeed from movement. They're great. They're like these thick black frames, and I just feel so productive when I'm wearing them. I love movement, and they actually were started in a tiny apartment in Southern California. Two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company, and they have fair prices, really cool colors, clean original designs. And as they grew with their watch brand, they then expanded into blue light glasses that protect your eyes from screens, you know, and
I just love a good blue light glasses moment. We all know that. So I actually got Ryan a watch for his little watch collection because he loves watches and he's obsessed with his movement watch. It's so, so sleek, so nice. It looks so good, especially if he's wearing like a little button down. And then I obviously have the awesome blue light glasses. I am spending all of my days in front of my computer, whether it's doing schoolwork or podcast stuff or YouTube, and my Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. It really helps with eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and I just love the modern style of the frames, as you guys know. So if you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/galsonthego. Again, that's mvmt.com/galsonthego.
Okay. But now, what's your fave? I always get a good one from you. Let's hear it.
Guess what category it is. It's not typical.
Oh.
Well, no, it's no, I shouldn't say that. Okay. It's typical for me, but usually I feel like it's like a
fashion
or a
Okay.
Fashion.
All right, then I know. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, it's like activewear. So, I was obsessed with Outer Banks. You probably know it's coming, and I'm like literally I have a crush on Madeline Klein. I think she's the coolest person ever. I like really want to watch Outer Banks again. Wow, that just got me in a mood. And she just came out with the coolest collaboration with Set Active times Madeline Klein, and I've always loved Set Active sets. A lot of people ask if they hold me in for spin and other things. I find yes. The one shoulder ones are a toughie. I'm also like smaller chested. I'm a 34B. Just putting it out there.
Thanks for sharing.
No, I feel like
I'm kidding. No, it really is useful because I talked to Danielle about this, not to interrupt, but I was like, Set Active, it doesn't really fit me great. And you were like, I could see that, but like you have to try a different cut. So
you have to try different cuts. But yeah, the one shoulder for you, like I don't like it, it's hard for me. So I can't even imagine.
And I'm like 34 double D, so that would make total sense.
Yeah. So there's different ones, like obviously like dressing for whatever your body type is, but I just got two of her sets because she came out with such fun colors. I'm like really into green right now. Never would have thought I'd say that.
I'm wearing green leggings right now.
Oh my God, let's see. Oh, love. That's it's like very relaxing.
It is.
Green it's is so relaxing.
Nature.
We're big nature girls.
You
the
are.
Yurt. The yurt. And so, yeah, I got the green one and then I got an orange set. So I'm so excited and it's just motivated me to, I don't know, sometimes every now and then you just need a little motivation to work out
or just
feel cute when you're walking your dog. And I really like the sets and they fit well and they're very flattering.
What size do you get for reference?
Oh, thanks for asking. I get a small in top and the bottoms. Basically, the way I do it is I'm usually a medium, but if activewear comes in extra small, then I get the small. But if it's just small, medium, large, then I get the medium.
This is good that makes sense. Info. Very good thought process. I really appreciate that.
Well, small tops pretty much always, but medium bottoms. But with Set Active, I get small. So yeah.
What do you wear?
Very stretchy.
In Lululemon, what do you wear for reference?
I'm a 6.
Really?
Yeah. Are you a 6 too?
I'm wearing a 6. I'm wearing a 6 in these lines right now, but I don't know. When I got my Set Active, I mean, I was at a different point in my life, but I remember the medium was like, I was like, oh, like.
Yeah. Well, we also have different, like.
I know what you mean. We
like
carry our weight
taller,
in different places.
Your legs are smaller than mine. It's like, but like. My waist is so tiny compared to my hips. It's like so confusing. It's just my body's really strange to fit with things. I never know how to size, but I love it. I love my body.
Body,
I do. Body, yada, yada. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
No, I know I'm lame. I didn't.
Oh, you're not an award show girly. I like
I like to watch them with people. Like if you were here, I would watch it with you and like celebrate, but like by myself.
Oh, we can watch it in the fall.
Yes.
Oh wait, award season's in this winter, so winter spring. So next
we'll be able to watch like just things in general together though. Like
yeah.
It'll be like
sports. Oh, I was not expecting that out of your mouth.
Georgia football, that'll be fun.
Oh my gosh, we can go hopefully to the Georgia bar. Hopefully,
I'm sure.
Watch it.
I told you I feel hopeful. Things.
Oh right, Brookfield's hopeful. Perfect.
We're speaking it into existence. Yeah.
Yes. Correct. Wait, where was I gonna go with this? I don't know. Maybe nowhere.
Oh, award shows.
Oh, they did the WAP like they did a WAP performance with Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, and like it was so good. And before they did that, Megan Thee Stallion did like she performed Savage, but they added like trumpets with it, and wow. It was the coolest rendition. It was kind of like Beyonce's performance at Coachella that we saw one year.
Yes,
it was so epic. Like, oh my gosh, you should look it up on YouTube. It was that good.
I definitely will have to check it out. I also heard about the Grammys. Another reason they released the winners before the show even starts. I saw that I was scrolling on Twitter and it was like, everybody already knows who won. And I was like, what the? I don't know.
Maybe everyone acted so surprised. I don't know. Well, they only literally showed like 5 awards and it was like performances and all these random things. Cause it's,
so that's why. Because like maybe the ones that weren't announced were okay.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. It was kind of strange. I miss old award shows, obviously. Who doesn't? Because they do way more awards and there's way more performance. Mm-hmm. It's just.
Was it in person?
Kind of
limited.
Like a couple different locations. It was outside. It was like across the street from the Staples Center. You could see like the Staples Center in the back. It was cool. They, you know, you could tell they're trying, and there was like kind of a red carpet.
Because I saw some fits. Like I saw Lizzo posted her outfit. And I was like, where are you dressed up to go? Like, but
yeah, they had her like talk. What's her name? I cannot think of her name on the top of my head right now. But the gal for E that always does all the red carpets, she like they like stood 6 feet apart from each other.
Oh.
Like, so who are you wearing? You know.
I see that. Amazing. Okay, cool. Well, that's it for our little catch up faves and stuff like that. But we actually pulled some really good questions from you guys, and I feel like we're gonna have a really solid chat here. So let's just fire them up.
Let's fire them, and then we can decide. You know, some of these. Only one of us might have an answer, vice versa, or we'll both, you know. We're just, you know how, you guys know how the show goes.
We're easy breezy beautiful.
Cover girl. I had to do it.
Okay. So let's get started. I see the first one on here. How to deal with post-grad blues / transition to real life tips. And this is obviously what Danielle is about to go through in the next month or so.
You kind of went through it, but I feel like you graduated. And then we like went to Greece and then you like started your job. Did you ever feel it?
Yes. So I honestly have a few thoughts about this one. My thing is like no one knows what they're doing because it all happens so quickly. Even if you wait before starting a job or even if you're, you know, still applying for jobs or whatever, I feel like it's such a whirlwind. It's like graduation comes, goes, you pack up, you leave your college town. You're like, what? Or at least this was my experience. I was like, what just happened? I barely had a moment to like sit and breathe and whatever. So that's almost why I flew into it so quickly, and I kind of don't regret that because it is such a weird trend. Definitely, because like you have to. I would recommend throwing yourself into things and like staying busy because unless you want to like have your summer, enjoy your summer. I do kind of wish I did that a little bit more, but at the same time, it kind of gave me no time to sit and think like, was this the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? Like I just kind of got right after it. So even if that is, you know, graduating, applying for jobs, whatever, I think also people don't necessarily realize the time component. I know I didn't have my solid group of best friends in college for 2-3 years into college. So think about how much time. Yeah. I mean, it took you time to develop that. Now, honestly, I still don't have like that post-grad friend group. I also moved a little bit. I have friends in a bunch of different areas.
You've lived in 2 cities now after you've graduated. That makes sense.
And that's normal for post-grad life. Like you might be moving around a lot, or you might be like, you know, still at home. And like, then do you hang out with your friends from home or do you make new friends? You're stuck in that in-between phase. And I just think everybody needs to be a little more realistic with your expectations. Like I personally, I don't want to say, I was thinking about this. Like, do I prefer post-grad or college? I think I like them both equally, but in different ways.
Yeah.
But I think it's normal to be bummed and sad, and real life could suck sometimes, but I would say best worst years. I love being past the drama of college. I love being able to like work on myself every day and have the autonomy to like do my thing. And you know, if you have a job, it's great. You start to have your own money. It's kind of like coming into yourself as an adult. So it's a little empowering. So I think just see it as an exciting time and see it as an opportunistic time. Like, wow, I have all these as you know, you've always said it, Danielle, you've always been so excited to graduate, so excited. And now here you are and you don't want to.
Yeah.
But it really is so exciting crazy. Though, because there's the world's at your fingertips.
No, yeah. I mean, obviously I haven't graduated yet, but I'm definitely feeling those post-grad blues. But I'm someone like, I don't like to say goodbye to people. Like if I'm with someone I know about to say goodbye to them, like I get sad. So I'm trying not to like be sad and try to enjoy it right now as best I can. And then, you know, I can cry on graduation day, or I can cry all the time.
Oh, totally.
Whatever. Like it's important to feel your feelings. I think for me, and we've talked about this in many podcasts before, but like losing that student identity and not, and literally like not having, because I'm going to do social media full time and we're really going forward with Gals on the Go, and it's so exciting and it's our dream come true to be able to do this together, and that's our quote unquote job. But I think also I have this weird feeling of I'm not going to have like something else to do. Like I'm not going to have like a community. But then I think, oh, that's not to say I can't do that. Like I could look into dance studios in New York City.
Exactly.
And start doing hip hop. I mean, New York City literally has everything. So there's so many more opportunities and it's just so exciting. And I think like, yeah, you can have regrets or, oh, like I wish I did this in college. But that was your experience and that's what shaped you to be who you are. And I'm like starting to finally get really excited about moving. So I've started like we were talking about, like looking at buildings and stuff, you know, nothing crazy, but, you know, making a little Pinterest board of how I want my apartment to look, looking at neighborhoods, talking to people more and more. And it allows me to get excited, but then like still enjoy my present time.
Mm-hmm. I think it's normal to get excited about it. I think it's normal also for everything not to be picture perfect. I mean, I know that this is like, I was so lucky. Like I did live in like a really nice apartment post-grad, but like, I know that's not everybody's experience. I know like a lot of people are like, you know, they do the multiple roommate thing, like small apartment, because it's expensive. Post-grad life is expensive and there's a lot of realities. And I think it's that first initial bit where you might be like I said, like kind of hit in the face with it. But that's why you have to make that fun and exciting and exhilarating. And I think kind of ride the high as long as you can.
I love that. Ride the high.
Yeah. Cause once that like comes crashing down, then you realize like for me, it was a few months in that I realized, then I was like, oh, now I miss my friends. Now I miss my college routine. Now I miss Danielle. Now, you know what I mean? Like that's when I started to realize it. So I think everybody has a different experience with this too. You know, some people take it a lot harder than others. And some people are like, I can't wait to graduate, you know, so excited to start my life.
Yeah. I know people right now, they're like, literally get me out of here.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that are like, I want to do a fifth year. So it just depends on the person. Mm-hmm. But I think just kind of what Brooke was saying, just let it be exciting. Just be excited about it. You can still feel your feelings, but it's an exciting time. And they always say like your 20s are like some of the best years of your life. So.
And it's all for figuring it out. Like that's the most exciting part about my 20s to me, is that no one expects me to have it all together, you know, like,
no.
And no one expects that at all of you, or really I feel this way about any age, but I especially feel it for your 20s. There's no societal pressure like, oh, you're 24 now, you have to do this. It's like, that's just pressures that you put on yourself. Like your 20s are for exploration. Yeah. They're for making random decisions. Like I said, I moved somewhere random that I didn't end up staying, you know, it wasn't the place for me. And that's what your 20s are for.
Yeah, no, it's so exciting. Like I don't have any age in my mind, like at least for my 20s, like I want to do this by this day. Like, you know, maybe I used to, but then like the more you think about it, it's like
20 is so young relatively. Like think about by the time you're 40 or 50, you will have lived like up until this point twice. Like that is so hard for my brain.
Oh my gosh, that hurts my head.
Right? Like you will live a full another lifetime, including from like the ages that you don't even remember, like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like it's a lot for me to handle.
And we'll remember all those. Like
exactly.
That is so crazy. That is so exciting.
So there's so much life to live. And I mean, I think everybody's just excited to get back after it after the pandemic. I don't know. I think the world's going to be a crazy place, man, in a good way.
I can't wait. I'm so ready.
I feel like right now everyone's just kind of going through something, whether it's having trouble. My dog's going through something. Whether it's you're having trouble meeting your goals or difficulty with relationships, trouble sleeping. I mean, if you're feeling stressed, that was a big one for me. Since we didn't get a spring break this year, I'm just on mental overload when it comes to like my capacity. BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. All you do is simply fill out a questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can actually start communicating in under 48 hours. And they have such a broad range of expertise too, which may not be available in your area. So it's just nice to know that you have access from your own computer, from your own phone, and they have clients worldwide. You can log in to your account anytime. You can exchange messages, unlimited messages with your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, which is so nice. You just know you're going to get some good advice. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and everything you share is obviously confidential. You won't ever have to sit in one of those awkward waiting rooms basically ever again. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if you need, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Isn't that crazy? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. Visit betterhelp.com/gals and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional.
Well, kind of on the same line, our next question a lot of people asked was, you know, again, a transition into real life. You might be living alone for the first time. You might decide not to have roommates. I have lived alone before. Brooke lives alone right now. I will most likely be living alone when I move to New York. I think a lot of people get really scared about it. And I think we should talk about it.
Yeah. I think we – did we do a full episode on this? We might have.
We might have. Yeah, I think we did actually. Or like – slash like just being more independent. We can look into that and definitely refer that to people. But I think it's a really good one because I think a lot of people feel like there's this stigma like, oh, you have to have roommates, whatever. But I am someone – I am an – oh, my therapist corrected me. I'm an extroverted introvert. Which means like, yeah, I like to be out with people, but then I need to come back and recharge. And that's my personality type. And so you have to be kind of like aware of that. And the cool thing about, especially if you end up living alone in a bigger city, or like I lived alone sophomore year in my college town, I'm thankful that I could walk outside and I would probably see someone I knew, or like if I was feeling lonely, I could just ask someone to hang out. And I think that's the biggest thing when you're living alone, you have to be willing to reach out more because you're not living in a house with five girls, five guys, whatever it may be. So you're not gonna like go in the living room and everyone's like, let's go do something. Mm-hmm. You know, you could easily get your feelings hurt if you're like, they didn't invite me. But sometimes things just happen if they're just like sitting around like, let's go run errands, whatever. So it's definitely a little bit more of an outreach. So you have to be willing to do that. But it's so nice because then you can have your own space. You can decorate it mm-hmm. however you want.
Make it fun. So make it fun for yourself. Like it should be like that independence thing. Like I mean, who know? I don't know where my life is headed and stuff like that, but I don't know how long I'll be living alone for. I mean, I do see a life for myself where I am married and I have kids and stuff one day. So it's not going to totally. Be like this forever, probably. I obviously don't have a crystal ball, but I see it like,
don't?
No, I wish I did. sometimes I think I do, but no, I make it fun. I listen to a lot of music, podcasts, background noise, or I live on the phone. That's like a pandemic tip in general. If you get lonely, I like Danielle said, making plans for yourself, even if it's with yourself, like, hey, now I'm going mm-hmm. to take myself to lunch or go for a walk or like do these things. But it's
so doable, though.
I think it's
so fun.
It's fun making plans with other people. It's fun having people over then because you're like, this is entirely my space. Like I cleaned up for you. Like you didn't have to worry about any roommates that were like maybe.
There's no guilt there. It's like yes. you can have someone over whenever you want, because that's what I think, too. Like. Sometimes I feel guilty, like, if Ryan's over and, like, Delaney's in her room. Like, I, like if her – you know what I mean? Like, you just, like –
Yeah, do you all three hang out or is it just you two?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I get that.
So there's definitely, like, it kind of releases some guilt in that. On the other end, you know, you have to do literally all the cleaning yourself.
Yep.
But you can make it therapeutic and you can make it a thing. And I just think it's so doable and it's so fun. And you can always try it out. And if it's not for you, you can figure out, you know, your next year's lease situation or – bring someone else in or have visitors all the time or whatever it may be.
Yeah. A lot of pros and cons of that. I think like know yourself, but also challenge yourself. Like I never really thought that I would be, I've always been independent and stuff like that, but so same with Danielle, like we have a lot of friends. We're very social people, but I think it challenged ourselves in a positive way and it taught us what we do like.
Oh yeah. And I mean, I am so pumped for when I know I can't stop talking about it, but like when I'm there, like we're going to like, I think it will start developing this little friend group, a little,
oh,
little squad.
I can't wait.
So that's going to be so fun. And we just switch off going to whose house and
I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
It's very exciting.
Going to be good stuff. I kind of want to stay on the college topic a little bit here. Okay. Best ways to stay fit in college. I also threw it in their young adulthood because I think it's not talked about. Like my friends and I joked around like the post-grad quote like 15 because or like the corporate 15 which is also a very real thing because you're thrown into a new schedule in college. Let's face it, you have a lot more flexibility probably than if you're working a structured, you know, 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job, slash your priorities change in college. And I think
I think
they're both difficult periods to kind of develop like a fitness regimen. So just what are the tips that you have? You're a very fit gal, so.
Thanks. Freshman year of college, I really struggled because I went to spin class back at home, and at the time there was no spin studio here. And so I really struggled to like adapt, and I didn't really work out freshman year. Like I tried to, I think I went to the UGA gym once. Have you ever been to the UGA gym?
I hate the UGA gym. Not, it's a beautiful facility. Like,
oh, it's so nice. Yeah.
I get so intimidated, Danielle.
Oh, it's just all the frat boys. Like you just can't.
And the athletes and whatever. So then I'm there like, I just want to do some cardio in the corner. But then you got the fit people next to you that are staring you down, or it feels like they're staring at you. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I look like an idiot. Like, yeah.
No, I totally get that. So I think like figuring out what you like best, I think in college and just post-grad classes are the best. Obviously, there's not a lot of workout classes right now, especially in, I know, like, New York City, they're, like, outside. Some are more open down here for sure, but it's still tough. But if you find a workout that you like and you go to a class, for me, I'm like, okay, I have an hour in this room, and then when I leave, like, I'll know I got a good workout in. So if whether that's a spin studio near you, or Brooke and I did Orange Theory together my sophomore year.
I'm a big fan of classes. I think it's worth the investment. But also colleges, like I know at Georgia, like you could pay like a small membership fee. I think it's like $100 for the entire semester to do workout classes through them. I had a bunch of friends that did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also little things like when I was a freshman, I walked to class only, exclusively.
And it's hilly here.
Oh, yeah. So I think just looking for those ways in which if it is like tracking it for you, or if it's not like tracking, like I mean with a Fitbit or Apple Watch or something, because I was big on like my Apple Watch game even like freshman sophomore year, so I'd be like, oh, I walked, you know, whatever. Or senior year, like I'd be like, oh, like I didn't, you know, I'm gonna walk home today, whatever. I didn't do it a lot, but I think looking for those little pockets of like how I could get in, you know, some more fit elements, I guess, maybe if it's like walking to the dining hall instead of like taking the bus or ordering in, like, you know, just looking for those little pockets of
totally. Or like walking instead of, well, I guess you just said that, like walking to class instead of taking the bus. Walking to class, if you like,
if you can,
I know,
do it.
Yeah. I know it's a lot Zoom right now, but it is one of the best workouts and you're tired, and then nothing worse than like when you sit down in class and you're, I would be like dying of heat, dying of sweat, like chugging water out of breath because Georgia, like
it gets hot.
So many hills. Yeah. It gets hot too in the like fall, like right before like August and September. But that's a great tip, Brooke. I think walking is the biggest thing. My freshman year dorms did not have an elevator, and I was on the fourth floor. So that's another one, stairs instead of – I know freshmen right now here at UGA that live on, like, the fourth floor, fifth floor. They take the stairs, even the seventh floor. They just do it.
Wow.
And then they feel good about themselves. It's like a real-life Stairmaster.
That is. And I think in young adulthood, it's I would argue it's harder. I mean, I know for me, when I came home from the end of the day, I was literally exhausted. The last thing I wanted to do was to go work out. So I think just like being realistic with yourself, it might not be every day working out, but like putting in those pockets of time in which you can. I always feel like accountability partners, like doing it with a friend, always helps. Or like Mariah now, every time she goes for a walk, she calls me. So like it's not even an accountability partner, but it's just, it's just like, hey, I know I'm going to catch up with my friend and I get to go for a walk. Like it's looking for like those little ways of squeezing it in.
That's a good idea.
Totally. But I get it. So I think give yourself some grace in the post-grad realm of it. It is. That was the toughest for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm like, yeah, and I'm in like a workout rut right now and I get upset at myself, and then I'm like, you know, like I've got Finley here. I can't leave him alone all the time. Like if I don't get a lot of workouts in this week, that's fine, because guess what? I'm walking him so much. And like you can't, you just, like you said, just have to give yourself grace. Tune into yourself. When do you like being active? Is it in the morning? Is it at night? Do you like to work off your day's emotions? That's usually how I am. But some people like to start their day with a good workout. So just kind of like get in tune with your body, see what you like, and try and like slowly infuse it into your routine. It's so doable. But also like take your time with it. No, no intense rush, you know, don't go crazy.
I feel the same way all around.
All right, you guys, you know, on Gals on the Go, we always strive to be our best. And when you visit European Wax Center, you do get the best of the best. There's a European Wax Center here in Athens. I've gone many times. I've gone to my European Wax Center back at home. It's just nice because you just know it's consistent with all their different locations, and you know you're going to get a certified wax specialist. Oh, that's my puppy. And they're so expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. Bikini waxing is actually their particular specialty. They do over 7.5 million bikinis a year. With numbers like those, you know you're going to get the best bikini service from the true bikini wax specialists. I always trust them, especially during the summer. You'll see me there a lot. Me and my gal actually became friends. So, you know, it's awesome. And their signature is their Signature Comfort Wax, a proprietary blend of beeswax sourced from Europe and other skin-soothing ingredients that allows for easy hair removal for a less painful experience. Of course, safety and security have always been their priority, and they've actually added enhanced health and hygiene measures for the extra confidence and care. European Wax Center is so confident you'll love their services that they're offering all first-time guests their first wax free. I mean, what? That's incredible. Go now. So visit waxcenter.com and book your reservation today. Your first wax free. I'd go.
So, yeah. All right. So, let's see. Well, kind of like feeling guilty and stuff, like we've talked about, for not like being, you know, working out and stuff. Kind of another question people asked was how to stop feeling guilty for being unproductive. I think mm-hmm. that's a huge one that I feel sometimes. I know you do too, especially right now. There's going to be some time of that. And we live in this hustle culture where you feel like you constantly have to be doing something, constantly having to get something done. And it's okay. I think there's a very healthy balance between, like, for me, I write down in the morning like my top three things, like have to get down. I put stars that's next to
three
things
is the magic number. Yeah, I have to
no
say
more than that.
So great.
It's too overwhelming.
Yep.
And then just go from there. And then you, if you at least get those three down, maybe it's just one thing. Maybe it's just two things. As long as you get those things done, then maybe you'll feel productive. But it's also like you do not have to feel productive. There are people that probably did half the things you did that day. You know, mm-hmm. like it's just what feels good to you and what literally is due, if it's for homework or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. We need to reshape the definition of what is productive, because to some people that is like, I, you know, meal prepped and I worked out and I ran a marathon and I like whatever. That to some people is productive, and to some people productive is I got up, I journaled, I watched some TV, I hung out with my roommate, I did a little homework, I watched Netflix,
that
I went to bed.
So productive.
And that sounds
like a great day.
Yeah. But in there, I implemented like a lot of like, quote, like break time. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, like, exactly. It's possible to be. And then that's productive to me too. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I think we need to reshape what the mindset is. I used to be like this too. Even when I was like lounging on the couch with my roommates, I felt like I always had to be doing something like on the computer or on my phone.
I feel that way.
Why are we like that? I think it's helped a lot more in recent times. I know you're better about it, at least, like, cause you'll be like, I wasn't on my phone, and you're just good about that.
I try. And I also, like, well, Delaney yells at me if I'm on my phone and we're watching a movie, so.
Oh, well, that's helpful then, because I have no one to yell at me, so I'm just sitting here, like, on all screens at all times. But yeah, I think reshape it in your mind. It's easy to get in your head, or, I mean, that's where comparison comes in, because you see, like, you know, someone else is, like, accomplishing anything, posting their Apple Watch stats, being like, I'm killing life today, and you're like, oh, I didn't leave my apartment. That's how I feel sometimes. And you know what? Good days and bad.
And they posted that. Okay, yeah, they posted it that day, but had they posted the last 5 days? No.
Like, yeah.
That was their little win, and they were celebrating it in the
exactly.
way they wanted to, and that's okay. But
and you've been there too. Like, think about the days that you've done that. I've totally done that. There's been days where I'm like, I want people to, you know, slap.
I'm working out.
Yeah. So?
Oh, definitely. If I'm on the treadmill, people will know. Like, I will post a story. Like, it's like, wow, look, I'm on the treadmill, because I don't do that a lot.
to be done. Danielle, I really wanted to talk about some, like, we get a lot of questions about, like, boy advice, relationship stuff. Obviously, Danielle and I have a lot of different experiences on this, but I feel like over the years I've come to give some pretty decent advice on this stuff just because of, like, learning experiences. What, you know?
Definitely.
You always give
me,
Danielle gives the best advice relationship wise to me.
Really?
I don't know if you give such a good, like, male perspective, at least for me, because I'll be like, why?
I've studied it.
Oh.
Not actually. No. But I've probably read about 3 books now, and I listen to a lot of podcasts about it, like, especially when I first met Ryan and stuff. Like, I just, Have you ever read Women Are From Mars, Men Are From
You
Venus,
told me to read this, but I haven't.
There's some boring parts of it, but it's just so – once you realize, like, how men work, it helps so much more. So, yeah, but I appreciate that. That's a big compliment. I'm trying.
I mean, hopefully you don't mind, like, when I call you just for, like, general, like, I'm, like, venting.
No, I love it, dude. It's so fun.
Like, and my situations are always so complicated, so, like, that's
great. They are very complicated, but it's fun to, like, crack the code and be like, okay, let's see how this works, or, like, let's see what's going on.
It is interesting. And every – that's the cool thing about all of that stuff and just dating in general is that everything, even if it's a loss and it might suck in the moment, it's all learning experience that you could apply to moving forward and be like, hey, I didn't like that this person did this thing, or hey, when people do this, it's not compatible with the way that I do this. Like, it's all
right.
Take your little notes and move forward. So that's good.
Take your notes. Okay, so we've got a good amount of questions that you guys asked to do with dating and relationships, all the things. I love this first question that someone asks. Advice for not texting an ex just because you miss the idea of having someone to talk to. It could be an ex. It could be an ex, like, boy or girl that you were talking to. It could be so many different things. But I've experienced that too. Like, I mean, before I met Ryan, like, after my ex-boyfriend and I broke up, there was times I just missed having someone to talk to, missed telling someone, like, oh, like, my plane's boarding now. Like, I missed stuff like that. And so there were times I'd reach out and it was just so pointless because, like, we shouldn't be together. Like, we had very much broken up, and then we'd talk and it was just like down this hole of like, why'd I do that? And then for other people, they reach out, but maybe that person's not good for them, but they just like need validation. So I thought we could talk about our advice on how to stop yourself.
It is really hard too, especially, well, the hardest part for me is breaking the routine of it when you go from like consistently, like you get to that point of communication with someone that it doesn't even have to – for me, it was never anyone that I dated seriously, but I had that communication threshold with, like, many people at this point where it was, like, constantly back and forth or whatever it is. And once that habit changes, it's bummy. And I think you need to give yourself –
it is bummy.
Yeah, because you're like, who am I going to tell I'm boarding my plane? Or who am I going to tell what I made for dinner? Who am I going to tell what I – like, it could just be, like, those little things that – when you're used to talking to someone, it's not even – I think this is more so you miss the idea of them versus them.
No, you don't, Topper.
No, you don't.
The idea of me.
It really is, though, because it's not like you're actually like, gosh, it obviously ended for a reason.
There's a reason you stopped talking to them, so you need to remind yourself of that. I think if you're about to text someone, it takes so much self-control, especially if you're like not with your friends or if you're not with someone.
Or busy, like if you're just alone and spiraling, like that's me all the time.
It's like, oh, I'll just do it. I'll just send a little text, you know?
And that's when I text a friend, call a friend, or do something like take my mind off things. I don't know if that's like the healthiest advice, to be like, oh, just go like work out or do something. Like, but for me,
I think that's the busy. Best. Yeah, it's like instead of like every time you're about to text that person, like literally, like I said to Brooke before, like, I mean, in the past, like not recently, but like, okay, when you're about to like text that person, like literally just text me instead, like just do it. Just, it's a good practice to kind of like start that habit. Because then, like, you'll probably forget about it after a while. It's just sometimes you get in these moments where you're feeling vulnerable. You're feeling maybe a little lonely. You want validation. And everyone's done it, you know, sending those little Snapchats just for them to be like, oh, my good, whatever. And there's no shame in that.
You don't. Really. Okay, then don't go to your ex for it. Like, this is what I do when I'm, like, sad. Gretchen gives this advice all the time. Like, she's like, when you're sad about a boy, go move on to the next one. I know that's, like, really crappy advice. When you
go
hear
on dating apps,
when you hear like that's what I'm saying. I go on dating apps. I go on Snapchat. I Snapchat other people in my repertoire. Not even that. I'm like, oh, I know I'm going to see you tomorrow, and like we're gonna meet up. But if you're craving that temporary validation, there are other ways to get it versus just you know, just because you miss the idea of them. Not that it's easy, and I mean, I can't even speak from an ex. Like, this is just from people that I've talked to that I'm like, damn, now what?
Yeah. No, it sucks. And like, there's no easy way to do it. But the more and more you get out of habit of texting them, it'll help, and you'll get further and further away from them. Because if you keep texting them and it's like not a good situation, like you're just going down a hole. So, and there's times though in the past where I was like, oh, should I text them? Should I not? And I ended up being so glad I texted them. Not an ex. Sorry. This is not about an ex. This could be like someone I was just talking to.
Oh, that's the next question. That's the next question is how to get over someone you never even dated. And that is my biggest thing. Like, you have to, like, because lack of communication is when you spiral, at least for me, or lack of reason or lack of whatever. So if it's just like, oh, we drifted, and it's like, I don't know why. You could even apply this for friendships too. Like, I used to be such good friends with this person, and then like we just stopped talking. And no, right. You know, seriously though, if you want answers, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for answers.
No, I know. I was smiling, not what you were saying. I was thinking about how you taught me this new term called soft ghosting. Apparently this means we're like,
I made it up.
Okay.
This is a Brooke Pichio original phrase, but it's a really good one, actually.
So what's the definition, would you say?
I think ghosting is when all together someone just stops replying blindly, just like, it's, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. I think a soft ghost, there is a word for it. People call it a slow fade, but it's not even necessarily a slow fade. It's like every few days they want to pop in and be like, what's up? And then they pull away again. And then they're like, no, seriously.
Yeah, that's so rude.
Yeah. Slow fade is like when you could tell that it's like the convo tone is changing. But when it just changed, like the soft ghost for me is just like when it's like 0 to 60, like what happened? But at the same time, you can't, they won't let you go. But that's when I mean, I have kind of like a list of like what I do to get over. I've been in this position now. Like I'm like CEO of like.
All right, let's hear it.
Getting over
people. What's your list?
Okay. This is getting over people you haven't dated, whatever. First is the grieving, the sadness period. I think like rejection or I made a list, Danielle. Like this is like the
Brooke Pichio method. This is like a list. Okay.
Oh yeah,
the BM method.
Yes. I mean, I've just been down this road so many times. Not so many. I say like so many, but it's probably been like four.
Probably like a few.
Yeah, three or four. Which is fine. I think first you have the grieving / the sadness period. I feel like the rejection or the loss of anything. Yeah, we just said the loss of consistent communication. It's hard. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, and this is not for if you dated someone seriously, like, oh my God, I can't even imagine the grieving period.
No, it's just like the talking phase or like a couple days.
A failed talking phase, you know, someone who you were excited about. Yes, like more so like that. I think you literally give yourself like maximum like 3 or 4 days to like be sad because honestly – it's not worth any more than that. But I think at first it does sting. You're like, oh, I just want, you want to text them, whatever. Don't blame yourself and spiral. I put stay busy, make plans. And I think what the hardest part probably, besides the lack of like the consistent communication, like that you were probably used to or like whatever, is the excitement about them. Like you were so excited and you weren't sure where it was going to go. And you were like, whatever. But you have to really understand and rationalize that they probably aren't a perfect person or a perfect match for you. You're glorifying them in your head because you didn't get to explore what else it got to be. And you didn't get to see their flaws. Because that's the thing. When you break up with someone, at least you could rationalize like, hey, here are all their flaws.
Worst. Yeah.
But if you don't even know them well enough, you're just thinking of them as this perfect person. Like literally,
what could have been. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're making them seem like they're a perfect angel when realistically there clearly is something that's not adding up or at least.
Yeah. They're not your person.
Clearly. They're not your person. They're not your match. Yeah. And then like when I'm really sad, journaling always helps me. I make like, I mean, this is like also the day of or day after that I'm like, you know, really sad and probably not fun to be around. Reasons why this person wasn't for me, what I'm going to do to move on. I think you need to, we said this for the other episode too, about getting out of a slump, is you have to make an action plan for yourself. Like, what am I doing next? Okay. Can I schedule another date for myself? Can I get back on the apps? Can I, you know, get excited about somebody else or should I pick up a hobby? Like, you know, just like move forward with your life. And I know it's easier said than done though.
It
sucks.
Just like have clarity that like clearly if, I've seen it on TikTok so many times. Like, if they wanted to, they would. Yeah. If they wanted to, they would.
I cannot stress this enough.
Like, you don't want to end up dating them and they, like, don't like you that much. Or they're just, like, dating you for fun and then it doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a waste of time. I know that sounds so bad, but I've kind of always saw dating it like that. Like, I would not be dating Ryan if I didn't see myself with him long term because it's a waste of time.
No.
For me, personally.
I feel the same way. Everybody else, Finley agrees.
Hey, baby. Oh, it's the plane. Yeah, he agrees. He's like, yeah, you get him.
Yeah.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
Everybody has different styles of dating. You know, some people are more casual daters than not. But like for me, I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't want to waste my time. And also, I don't want to be misled. So I think it's important to be open with communication from the start. And like,
yeah, also because you and I for clarification, I feel like are very emotional people when it comes to that. Like, we kind of go in hard. Oh, yeah. So it's like, don't want to waste time, as in, like, I don't want to get my feelings hurt. And, like, if this is not, like, if we're not on the same page, it's just, like, let's just not. And it's hard, but it's the reality.
More so. Definitely. It's just tough. It sucks when you, like, feel so vulnerable and, like, someone else is making the decisions, if that makes sense, whether it be, like, a breakup or you're close to a breakup or you're fighting or whatever it is, like, being so vulnerable and, like, the ball's not in your court, like, that lack of control.
Oh,
it makes me sick. I hate it, Danielle.
That's why I always try – that is such a – I am so glad you, brought that up, because that's why I love a good pullback method, or, like, I always try – like, not now, like, with Ryan, but, like, when it comes to, like, dating and, like, talking to guys. Like,
she always gives, like, me this advice, though, that you give me good advice like this.
I always tell Brooke – like, you want the ball in your court, because then you feel like you have the power. Like, you always want to be them to be the last text. Like, you don't want to be – like, it sucks sometimes, but, like, it always feels better when, like, they're the last one who texts it. So if it's a text that doesn't really need a response – and you're good about that. You'd be like, mm-hmm. There's no point in responding to that. Like, there's nothing – like, if you keep asking all the questions, just stop. Like,
if you're the one initiating every time
– it's exhausting.
How will you ever know if they want to talk to you if you initiate every single time? Like, that's my thought process. I'm like, okay, I've done 3 out of the 4 last reach outs. No thanks. Like, they clearly, if they wanted to, they would. I hate, like, the if, ands, or buts. Like, I used to make excuses too. And I mean, I still do.
No, but I feel like you're getting more and more towards that of, like, it's just one or the other. You got to have this clarity of, like,
yeah,
this is who I am. This is what I'm about. Because this is what I'm interested in.
Do you want to date someone that's unsure about you? That's my thing. Ooh, I'm like, I
want them obsessed with me. You do. You want them obsessed.
Because if someone's like, I like her, but she does this, this, and this, like, I wouldn't want
to. There's someone else that'll like all of those things. Yeah. So.
And I think also, just while we're on the relationship, like, fired up rant, girls often forget that they have power in this too. Like, you're dating the person not just to please them and pray that they like you, but because, like, do you like them? Like, the ball is always in your court. And if you don't like them, like, you have equal power to say, like, I'm out. Like, it doesn't need – I've done that before where I just follow their lead and I'm like, oh, well, hopefully they like me. It's like, do I like them? Like, it's my
– And, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sorry to interrupt. And then also you made me think of – they're trying to make plans and you're busy. Don't move your schedule around for them. Don't mm-hmm. move that appointment. Don't cancel on a friend. Like, just don't. Even if it's like, oh, they're only going to be here this one day. Like, just stick with your gut and stick with who you are and what you're doing. Because like Brooke just said, like, they should like you too. And you're an important part of a relationship, or just like
it takes two to tango.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, I mean, then you just got to see how it goes. You have to stay on your ground sometimes. And it's hard. I have trouble with it in my relationship sometimes, but you have to. And like, if they love you, or if they like you, or if they're interested in you, they'll keep going.
That was a question. Advice on staying true to yourself with a boyfriend, girlfriend, which we've talked about this before and how you do that and stuff. But Danielle's the best I've seen, I have to say. Like,
really gassing me up.
No, seriously, with that sort of thing. Because I have many friends who it's like, you know, when they're in a relationship, we don't really talk much. And I get it. It happens. You get caught up in it, especially in the beginning. It's so exciting and new and you want to spend all your time with them. But there's always...
That's tough. I think it's just because I'm a very like aware person. So I've seen that with a lot of my friends. And for me, it's just always been something. And it takes two to tango. Ryan's the same way though. He also is like, I don't want to say that couple, but you know, that couple that is together all the time, because it's not healthy. And we both already had such good friendships with other people and we have our own desires. And it just makes our time together so much more enjoyable because we feel so confident about it. But like, even now, like, there's like, when I first started dating Ryan, when it came to like fashion and stuff, there's certain like trends I didn't want to wear around him because mm-hmm. I was like, you know what I mean, like, oh, it's more edgy. But
did you overthink what you I never asked you this, did you overthink what you post on social media when you first started dating him? Not about him, but just in general.
Oh, like wait, not about him.
Like, if you were just like posting just on like your Instagram story. No. Like, if you were just posting like in general, like you're posting a vlog, posting on your Instagram, like whatever, were you like, oh, like my like the guy that I'm like dating is going to see this, or like that never was a concern to you?
Oh, yeah.
That crosses my mind. Not even if it's about other guys. Not about that at all. But I'm like, oh, I'm posting like this outfit pic, but like, I don't know if straight men would like this. Yeah. But meanwhile, it's like, who cares? They're not my demo. I don't care. I dress for me.
Yeah. And for us, it's a little easier. Like, well, I first felt like that, but then I realized Ryan, like, he doesn't really, he doesn't watch my Instagram stories. He doesn't go on Instagram. Like, he has my post notifications on, so he'll like it and get off the app. It's very sweet. He'll comment every like 3 months.
Aww.
But like, I'm not offended about it, and I kind of like it, because then it's kind of my own personal safe space. But that's not the case usually at all for other guys. But for us, I was saying it's different because we're influencers. Like, I feel like there's more of a give, where some of my friends are like, I want to post, you know, this picture I took of myself, but I feel weird. And I don't always have the best advice for that, because I'm like, I just post it all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it's just a personal confidence thing. But I think you have to stay true to yourself as best as you can, especially if it's someone you see yourself being with, because they're going to see it down the road. So might as well see. Like, there's certain things I'm just like, you know what? This is how I feel, and I'm going to say it out loud, because if I'm always like, you know, he can leave if he doesn't like this, and he never does. Like, he does, you know, like, not – sorry, that sounds so –
this is my new thing too. Like, people – I'll tell my friends like anecdotes about like my dating, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, you sound so – like, not – they'll be like, oh my gosh, you're being like crazy. You're like insane, or yeah, like, you know, I mean, we always have to start tape.
You just got to know your worth.
And I'm like, no, that's my personality, though. Like, you guys know I'm insane. Like, I mean, we talk about it on this podcast all the time. Like, you guys know, like, I'm loud, I'm crazy, I'm like obnoxious, I'm chaotic, whatever. Why am I gonna act like I'm not? No,
you can't act like, I mean, like, when you're first talking, you're like, I guess, a little bit more chill, but you're not a chill girl. Like, you need.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about guy. Being insane, like, oh my God, you're talking to other girls. I just mean, like, my life is kind of chaotic. I might pick up a call and be like, hey, I can't talk right now. I'm kind of like in the middle of something. And that's who I am. It's not. Why would I be like, hi, I'm so, am I here to talk to you? I don't talk like that. I never have in my entire life. You know what Like, and you're the same way. I feel like when you started dating Ryan, it's not like you were like, no, I'm going to be cool. Like, you, I mean, you are cool. Yeah. You're way more cool than I am, but like.
Oh, shut up. No, absolutely not. I know what you mean, though. Like, you have to, because then that's a completely different person at the end of the day. And like, obviously everyone, no matter even how hard you try, you act a little different when you first meet someone. You might be like just trying to feel it out. But at the end of the day, you got to be yourself, because one, everyone else is taken. Two, there is someone out there, or there might be a couple people out there through your life that enjoy that personality that you have. Enjoy those things. Wow. This is like such a good episode.
I just feel like I can't even imagine how exhausting that would be every day to like be like, no, I need to be this person, like to appease someone else. Like, oh my God, that sounds tiring.
Everybody, this is Julie Chrisley inviting you to listen to our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, on the Podcast One Network. Each week, we play listener voicemails and offer advice, suggestions, and opinions based on our own life experiences. Also, listen in to get the latest updates on all things Chrisley. New episodes every Wednesday on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music.
Oh my God, what show is it? Oh my gosh, it's one of the ones with Kate Hudson or something. Bride Wars? No, I don't know. Anyways, she pretends to be
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
No. Well, yes, but not that one. It's one where can't think of it right now. That really stinks. But basically, she is like really into this boss, this guy that's like a boss of like this eco company, and he's vegetarian.
Oh, vegetarian. 27 Dresses.
Is that 27 Dresses? Oh, yes.
But it's not. Yes. Is that Kate Hudson, though? I didn't think that was Kate Hudson.
It's the other one that looks like
Katherine Heigl. Right?
No. Katherine Heigl and a blonde. It's like her sister that like boss.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God.
Yes.
Like,
and she molds her entire personality for this guy. Like, she's like, I'm a vegetarian who loves eco-friendly stuff, too. And then they like go through her old photos, and it's like her at like barbecues, like eating
like wings. I just admit, okay, that's what it is. 27 Dresses. I always like forget. It's like a side storyline of the movie, I feel like. So
It is, yeah.
It was exhausting for her. So why bother when there's someone else that loves meat too, or whatever it may be, you know?
She just wanted to, and she wasn't even actually interested in the guy, really. She was more so just interested in idea of him. She got excited.
The idea. I need to watch Outer Banks. Oh my God.
Oh, Danielle's going to watch Outer Banks. I hope. Oh,
it puts me in such a good mood.
Wow. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We do.
Yeah, we do. We enjoy it a lot.
I know. We can
get, I could keep going.
No, actually, next week's going to be a really good one. We got a lot of college questions. If you're stressing about college, like you're like high school or like early college, next week's the episode for you.
Yes, definitely tune in. We're going to be talking all things college, things we wish we knew, tips, all the things. So excited. I'm just really happy with where our podcast is at right now. Same. I feel like you guys are really enjoying it, and get hype for end of summer, you know, early fall.
Oh, can't wait. We're almost there. Good vibes. I feel good vibes.
Brooke said good vibes. That should be on a shirt. Brooke said good vibes. So good vibes are had.
That's what's up. All right. Well, we love you guys.
That's what's up. Who are you? That's what's up.
I'm like really like I my personality these days is like brr, like up and down.
I love it. I like it's so fun.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We love you all.
Chat next week. Bye, guys.
Chat next week. Bye.
1st Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.